to a hole in the ground because I don't know how to run a business and I don't play well with others and I have no concern, no interest in fashion. It was not a perfect fit. But the fuzz itself, the raw material is incredible. It's way too expensive to ever really make sense. I was selling coats for $6,000, which puts you kind of out of the market.
Yeah,
the mainstream.
Your market is tiny. You're not able to do mass distribution to Walmart, that's for sure. I mean, you are cutting a lot of people out of that pie when you have coats at $6,000 a pop. So, yeah,
exactly.
The luxury business is it's tough. It's really tough.
It helps if your heart is in it. My heart was not in it. I was basically just recovering from the hell that I'd gone through writing my novel and seeing it go nowhere. It got great reviews, but it didn't make any sales. And partly it didn't make any sales because, God bless Simon & Schuster, after my editor left, the PR team called me in for a meeting, and I was quite excited to hear what, you know, what was going to happen for me and my book. I pictured, you know, worldwide tours and theme parks.
Yes, Yes, islands named after you,
Exactly. So, so I had this meeting with these three, I suppose, humans, and they announced to me that they say, oh, well, by the way, we have no plans for your book and we have no budget.
Oh my God.
Said to them, how is this a meeting? Because that's already come. I have no plans and no budget. You're supposed to bring something else to the table. But anyway, they did actually have no plans and no budget. So that's very crushing for the author. You don't know these. I didn't know that when you, after 2.5 years of writing a book, I would then be expected to sell it. I had, you know, it was just overwhelming to hear that. So,
do you think part of that because you were orphaned, you know,
precisely, exactly.
And so you didn't have a leader inside. You didn't have a leader sort of parting the sea for you.
No one wants to take you on. They're not going to get government benefits like a regular adoption. It's just an editor across the way who now has another project that he doesn't have any emotional investment in. He doesn't really care about it. Anyway, so you get lost, and I got lost. My book got lost.
Yeah.
But that is a very good reason to self-publish, because unless you're Jackie Collins, and I love everything she's ever written, by the way, I'm a huge fan of hers, but unless you're huge, even if your editor is still with the company, what they can do for you is sort of limited. It's so expensive to promote a brand new author that it's just almost not cost efficient. So now we have this great new world, you know, where we can self-publish, and you might as well. I recommend that anybody who wants to write, forget about those useless BMF publishing companies. They're all dinosaurs. I wish them early graves. And I recommend self-publishing. Just get out there and be a big man for yourself.
Yeah, what does that mean? Like, I think so many people, there's a lot of talk, about self-publishing, but it's a really big topic. And I think people even sort of get overwhelmed by the idea of that, because in some ways it almost sounds easier to like, oh, I'll go get a publisher and they'll do everything for me, which is one approach, but they don't realize that nothing's going to happen. So then you say to the same person, well, don't go that route. Do it all yourself. And then they kind of get into overwhelm with that. So how do you figure out what to do?
I would say forget being overwhelmed. Just get over that. You have some incredible options now. Facebook is a lifesaver for writers because you can put your story right there, and if it's good, people are going to respond to it. Good meaning any type of good, entertaining, funny, appealing, affecting, informative, whatever.
Yeah.
As long as it's got some merit, people are going to want to read it. So you have direct access now, and all of those crustacean middlemen whose only joy in life was to say no to everything, the editors, the agents, all of them are now out of the way, and you go straight to the public. So the only thing to worry about is don't be overwhelmed by this. Just worry about whether you're any good, because if you're not good, no one is going to want to read you.
Exactly.
And that's as it should be. That's true democracy. That's at least, well, a meritocracy. And that's actually, I think, how things should be.
So the you have two books that have come out that you've published recently. Tell us how those books came to be.
Well, I write a blog. As of 5 years now, I write a story every Sunday. Well, I write it through the week, but I post it on Sunday. And at the end of a year, I put those blogs together, and I call it a book of short stories, which is a great way to keep recycling your own work.
Yeah.
Not everybody reads my blog, and not everyone's going to buy the book, but and some people will read the same story twice in the hope they will forgive me. So the books get made. They are books of short stories, but they're not. They're made sort of after the fact.
Yeah, I think it's an absolutely brilliant approach for getting your work out there in the world on a weekly basis and sharing it with people, getting comments and feedback and, you know, whatever happens on your blog, and then being able to take those and bind them together into you know, a book that, you know, sort of encapsulates, you know, your life in a year, your perspective over a year, or whatever the funny anecdotes that you have. You know, and the way that you write with it's, you know, just so, you know, human and ironic, and you find, you know, the funny details of life that a lot of people miss, you know, and, you know, being able to then deliver that to a new audience in the form of a book is an amazing way of reaching more people. I love that you're doing that.
Thank you. It's actually turned out to be a lot of fun. There's a university in Costa Rica that's translating my blog into Spanish for their own university online newspaper, whatever it's called. I don't even know. But lots of good things like that can happen. So it's fun. And my niche is humor. I think that there's room for it. There's plenty of people doing serious stuff. There's plenty of people doing important and useful stuff, and I'm going to deliver the comics because it suits me, and it seems to be a comfortable fit for me.
Yeah. What usually inspires you? I mean, is it just the simple things, or is it the stupid things people do?
Well, both. And I mean, I do a lot of stupid stuff, so I get a lot of the material from myself, which is very useful. And I like to capture a feeling.
Yeah.
And then I often create from new the setting, but I put the feeling in. So the stories that I write are not what happened, but the feeling is. Like, it's usually like a feeling of, you know, being embarrassed or being afraid sometimes. You know, to write a creepy story is just as good as a funny story. As long as I'm affecting the reader. I don't want to gross my reader out, though. I won't write about health issues. I won't, no way.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to have fights or sparring matches. I'm not Christopher Hitchens. I won't write about politics, not that I understand it anyway. But and I won't write about religion because it's going to offend someone. And sometimes I do offend people, but it's not my intent. My intent is to give them a laugh.
Well, I think so. And I think sometimes when you write honestly, I mean, you can't not offend people if you're writing from an honest place, because honesty is often the very, very last thing, you know, people want to hear. And especially when you're recognizing yourself in some way, you know, there's a little bit of sting in that. But I think that that's means that you've nailed it. You've captured that honesty in a way that makes it good writing. If there wasn't somebody having a reaction to it.
I tend to make myself the punchline in my stories.
Okay.
For this, you know, it just simple that way. I'm not going to sue me, and nobody else has to have their feelings hurt that way, and they can all have a laugh. I'm perfectly happy to use myself as that character. Often it's actually factual, so that's fine with me. If it gets a laugh, I'm willing to do it. That's the goal.
You are your own punching bag. So it's very self-depreciating that you can do that. But that's also, the ability to look at the world honestly through your own eyes and share your experiences of, how you showed up in the world and what your experience was in dealing with certain things. That what makes it great is we can all relate to it. It's the things that nobody says, that we're all thinking, that you're able to capture in a way in writing, that are happening to people every day, and none of us have the guts to actually call it what it is. And I think that's probably why it resonates with people.
Well, that's a very nice thing to say, and I thank you. I like that.
Do you? What's your writing process like? Do you try to write every day to stay sharp and fresh, or are you like a power writer where you write in blocks and then don't touch the laptop for months on end?
Well, I don't really have any discipline. Luckily, I have a good urge to write.
Okay.
So I prefer to write in the morning, but I can just as easily come home from the bars in Key West and write at 4 a.m.
And I'm sure that those blog posts have much more loopiness to them than the ones when you're writing at, noon.
Well, here's the problem is I don't drink alcohol, so I'm equally loopy naturally.
Oh, okay. All right. It's nature.
Yeah, exactly. I am like a drunk. I just don't drink. So maybe I fell in a vat when I was a baby. I don't know, but I'm already there. I'm already loopy enough.
So when you're selling your work, I think most independent authors, all authors, seem to be on Amazon. Is that the best channel for a self-publisher, or is it better to try to sell your stuff on your own website, or what works out the best so you can keep the most?
Okay, literally speaking about money, which is all I care about, kind of almost true, but the best way to make money with writing is Kindle.
Oh, okay.
Because people, so far, can't pirate it. Probably by this afternoon they will have figured it out, but at least you get the money from the sale. Amazon is terrific, except the author doesn't make any money because Amazon resells